This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. The U.S. Capitol locked down Wednesday afternoon with lawmakers inside as violent clashes broke out between supporters of President Donald Trump and the Capitol Police. An announcement was played inside the Capitol as lawmakers were meeting and expected to affirm Joe Biden's victory in the November ballot. Due to an external security threat, no one was allowed to enter or exit the Capitol complex. Both chambers abruptly went into recess. Protesters tore down metal barricades at the bottom of the Capitol steps and were met by officers in riot gear. Some of the protesters tried to push past the officers, who held shields, and officers could be seen firing pepper spray into the crowd to keep them back. Some protesters made it as deep into the building as Statuary Hall. The mayor of Washington, D.C., has instituted a 6 p.m. curfew to prevent violence. Those skirmishes came just shortly after President Trump addressed thousands of his supporters, riling up the crowd with his baseless claims of election fraud at a rally near the White House on Wednesday. The Republican Trump falsely said he won the vote as he spoke on an outdoor stage framing the White House.
They say we lost. We didn't lose. And by the way, does anybody believe that Joe had 80 million votes? Does anybody believe that? He had 80 million computer votes.
Crowds gathered at the Save America March wore Trump-approved red baseball caps and cheered as the president repeated the groundless conspiracy theories that have consumed his final days in office. Trump's extraordinary challenges to Biden's victory have floundered in courts across the country. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is